You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, there are many excited movie fans out there. Most Brits go to the cinema more than twice a month because we are fast approaching the end of award season and, of course, the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the Oscars, which takes place this Sunday in Los Angeles. But what makes the perfect award-winning film? Two people who have been trying to work this out are Cineworld's head of film, Stuart Crane, and the host of The MASH Report and recent viral superstar raising the heckles of Piers Morgan, comedian Rachel Paris. How are you both doing today?
Good, thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Now, I am looking forward to a lively and fun discussion here because, let's face it, movies are subjective. It's all personal opinion. But Stuart, Cineworld commissioned this report, so you're fighting on behalf of the results. So tell us about the findings.
Very true. Well, we tried to find out generally what the perfect film would be for a customer. And there are two different options. One is a blockbuster. One is for the award season, which we are currently in. And, in terms of awards, the perfect film apparently is a drama. And it would be directed by Steven Spielberg, and it would star Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. And in fairness, if you were looking for actors and directors, they would be pretty much near the top of everybody's list, I would guess.
I agree, but I would argue, Stuart, that that's The Post, isn't it?
It is The Post, yes. Yes, it is. Have you seen The Post yet?
I have seen The Post, yes. I'm sure you're going to be very pleased to find out that I am an unlimited card holder myself, Stuart.
Excellent. Very wise choice. And you know, I'm with your unlimited card, how many films did you go and see in January?
I have seen in fact, even this week, I think I've seen three.
So. Wow, that is good work.
So basically, what you've told me is that for £17.90 a month, you've just paid for three films and you've got to go and see them for free, effectively. And you're paying about, what, £5 per film?
Yeah.
What a bargain.
I agree with you, Stuart. We're going to get back to that, but don't deflect. Your findings here have found that The Post is the perfect award-winning film, but it didn't win anything at the BAFTAs, and it's an outside chance at best for winning an Oscar.
Yes.
How do you explain that?
Well, I think that, you know, in general, there are so many different options out there, and I think that sometimes when it gets to the BAFTAs and the Oscars, the customer actually looks for something different. And I think if you look at Shape of Water that's out there, and Three Billboards, I, Tonya, those sort of films, they're very, very different. I think The Post, the thing that The Post probably struggled with a little bit was that Spotlight came out a couple of years ago and did win Best Film, if you remember. And I think it's a similar story. And I think that maybe if that hadn't come out, The Post would have probably done better. But yeah, the public do generally look for a little bit different over this sort of period of time for it. So,
well, tell us a little bit more about some of the other findings, Stuart, so Rachel and I can argue with you a bit more.
Well, the other findings, that they're saying that in terms of supporting actors and actresses, you'd be looking at something like Dame Judi Dench would be
a very good supporting role.
I know. Well, they said Tom Hardy is the best supporting actor as well.
Yeah.
So Tom Hardy, you think, would be leading the line. But, you know, I think as well, people say that at the end of the movie, they generally want to see a neat resolved finale so they know what happens and there's nothing left hanging. They don't know what, you know, they don't have any unanswered questions or anything like that. And yeah, I think in general that's true. There are the odd occasions where you don't get that, and you know, we move on from it. But
when you leave the cinema, just like, what just happened?
Exactly. And then 3 weeks later, something pops into your head, and you think about it all over again.
Do you ever finish a film like that, the ones that aren't neatly tied up, and I have to sometimes leave the cinema googling it to see what other people made of it, and be like, I do not understand what just happened.
And it gets explained online, and you're like, oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
but,
fact,
you know,
I'm not going to understand that.
And it's a great thing about film. I think that actually everyone's interpretation of it all is very different. And, you know, one person can, you can have two separate people going to watch the same film, both coming out with different opinions on it. So it's why we love it. It's like you said earlier, it's very subjective. And I think that, you know, everyone has an opinion on it. So
absolutely. And, well, one person we know who has a lot of opinions, Rachel, you've been known to be outspoken recently, even with Donald Trump supporter Piers Morgan, as I mentioned. Now, I know Stuart is sitting right there beside you, so no pressure, but do you agree with Cineworld's findings?
Mostly I do, actually. I've got quite trad opinions on films. So I do agree with that. I really love a film that gives you a proper ending so you know where you stand, you know, the end of the story. And I love the romantic moments. So that's another thing that they said, that they would like films to have two big romantic moments. And for me, I could stand more of them. I'm a big fan of the romance.
See, I agree with you on that, Rachel. I think a nice romantic moment is definitely something that makes a good award-winning film.
Yeah.
But do we really believe that the perfect award-winning film has two car chases and three fight scenes? That's more like an Avengers film, no?
It's a little bit like a sort of pick and mix, isn't it? A Woolies pick and mix of ideas. But do you know what, if you added all of those things together, I don't know if anyone actually has, beyond putting Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in. Who knows, maybe that would become our perfect film.
Well, I'm going to put you both on the spot now. The Oscars is not far away. As we mentioned, it's going to be Sunday night for us here in the UK. What film do you guys think is the perfect award-winning film this year?
Well, I really loved Get Out. I thought that it was phenomenal, and even though it did sort of, that had a slightly more open end. I remember when it ended, I was like, oh, well, that was very sudden. Although it did all get tied up, I thought Daniel Kaluuya in it was fantastic.
Absolutely. I had my fist pumping in the air when he won the BAFTAs this year.
Yeah, the rising star, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would get my vote.
For me, I would go for Three Billboards. I think Three Billboards was superb. There was so many good performances in it. And the story is so relevant to today. And that, for me, would be the one. Although I would say that Shape of Water would have been very, very close behind it.
I completely agree. Us Cineworld boys sticking together there, Stuart. I'm a big, huge fan of Three Billboards. And you're talking about endings. Now, that film had a very, very interesting ending. We can't spoil it. I think it's too fresh, but for anyone going out there, the film leaves you in a real sort of state of, oh, what's going to happen now?
But I quite like that it left it like that, because I think that you get to make your own mind up, and without spoiling anything, you can decide which way it went, I guess.
I guess so, yeah, absolutely. Maybe some of your findings are right after all then. So, Rachel, you went viral with a few of your MASH reports recently from the BBC, including the hilarious and informative one, How Not to Sexually Harass Someone.
That's right, yeah.
In this year where we're hopefully seeing a lot of change through the Time's Up movement and
That's
the Me
right.
Too movement, do you foresee any controversy at this year's Oscars?
I don't know. I think that everyone who... no one can be unaware of that movement, of the Me Too and the Time's Up campaign. It's obviously dominated the Golden Globes and the BAFTAs, with most people choosing to, you know, wear black, although I do sometimes think so everyone must be very glad that black is the chosen colour. Very flattering. So I think that it's going to keep being talked about. It seems to have attached itself to award ceremonies to be one of the most talked about topics. And I think it's a good thing. Anything that raises awareness of the campaign is a good thing.
Absolutely. Stuart, as I mentioned, I'm a Cineworld Unlimited member myself, and I think many of our listeners will also be signing up, as Cineworld is keen to show a large selection of audio-described and subtitled films for those with accessibility needs. How important is it for you as an organisation to be accessible for all?
It's incredibly important. I think in this day and age, subtitled shows, audio descriptive shows, autism shows, all of them, it's so important, because we understand that our audience is so diverse. And I think that you can't not include everybody in what you need to do. And we, as a company, try to make sure that we play every single film that kind of is out there. And I'm sure that you could probably sell this better than I can, but there's so many films that are out there that if you're watching three or four films in a week or a month, then yeah, like you say, the unlimited card is perfect. And honestly, I think that you are trying to take my job right now.
So. Now, Rachel, let's get back to you for a second, because you've said before that you'd like to follow in the footsteps of people like Tim Minchin and write and star in a West End musical.
That's the dream. I'd love to do that, yeah.
Well, but now that Cineworld have given you the perfect recipe for an award-winning movie, would you not rather get into films, try and nab an Oscar?
Do you know what? I'm not ruling it out. I think I've got a script idea in mind. I'll talk to Stuart after this. Maybe he can take a cut.
I'm definitely her agent, so it's fine.
You maybe have to add one or two car chases.
A couple of car chases, and I think I would quite like to have Tom Hardy star in it. only because of the statistics.
Obviously. We can talk about that.
Great, so. great.
With Dame Judi Dench being his love interest,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Perfect.
Now, all joking aside, Stuart, Cineworld is a brilliant organisation. You've got IMAX screens, you've got 4DX throughout the UK. If people would like to see even more movies, how can they find out about Cineworld offers?
Well, if they want to find out all of our latest offers and find out more about Unlimited, then they just need to go onto the web and go to www.cineworld.com.
And Rachel, if people want to know more about you or the MASH report, if they're looking forward to your upcoming Oscar-winning movie, where should they go?
They can find all of my tour dates and live dates at rachelparis.com.
Stuart Crane and Rachel Paris, thank you so much to both of you for lively and entertaining conversation.
Thanks
exactly
for your time.
What we promised.
Yay.
Thank you.
I hope you both have a great night watching the Oscars this
thanks
year.
Thanks very much.
You too.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
A lot.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.